Hello and welcome to this podcast by Scotland's Rural College. The podcast is focusing on community wealth building in Scotland and particularly pilot projects that Scottish Government funded on community wealth building. This podcast is looking particularly at the Glasgow City region. It's one of a number of pieces of work looking at community wealth building in rural and island areas, which has included UK and international case studies relevant to rural community wealth building. There's more information about all of our work on our website, ruralexchange.scot. All of our community wealth building research is part of a larger project called Novel Insights on Scotland's Rural and Island Economies, which is investigating these economies, considering diverse issues such as agricultural support, infrastructural barriers, the business base, and community wealth building. My name is Carrie Doyle, and I'm joined in this podcast by Ellie Brody, an independent researcher from Grounded Insight. We collaborated on research looking at the community wealth building pilots in Scotland, and we're going to have a conversation here on this podcast about the work, which will serve as an introduction. Our reports are available online, as I said, and what we're doing here is we're recording a series of short podcasts about the pilots as well as overview information so that it's easy for listeners to navigate and find the information that they want. Or you can listen to all the podcasts as a longer piece of work. So I'm going to hand over now to Ellie Brody from Grounded Insight.
Thank you, Kerry. I'm Ellie Brody, and it's a pleasure to be with you today. I'm going to ask you a few questions about this particular pilot, community wealth building pilot. So could you start off by telling us a little bit about the Glasgow City region and about the community wealth building work that has happened there?
Absolutely. So for those who have maybe picked up this podcast and not listened to the other ones, we don't want to repeat ourselves too much, but a bit of an introduction. So Scottish Government funded five what they called pilots or pilot action plans for community wealth building in 2020, and Glasgow City Region was one of those. Obviously, it's not a rural and islands area, but there is some rural areas within the city region. It's quite large. It encompasses the largest metropolitan area in Scotland by population, and there's eight partner councils in it. So you have Glasgow, which would be the main city, and then surrounding regions of Inverclyde, Western Bartonshire, Eastern Bartonshire, Renfrewshire, East Renfrewshire, and North and South Lanarkshire as well, all of which working together to improve the Glasgow city region with funding from a city deal, the city growth deal, which brought everyone together through this city region organization, which was then successful in getting funding to develop a community wealth building action plan as part of this piloting process that happened. So the work looks at community wealth building on a regional scale within the Glasgow City region, within these eight partner councils. So it's a different scale than the other pilots. And it focused on two of the community wealth building pillars. We won't get into too much detail about the pillars themselves in this podcast, but you can find lots of information about the five pillars of community wealth building as it's been applied in Scotland. And the two pillars that Glasgow City Region focused on were spending and land and property. Again, that's the focus for this piloting work. These were chosen because there was already work underway on these topics in the city region, which the pilot could then be based on and made more tangible. And because recommendations from these pillars, they thought there was this hope that it could be made effective at a regional scale. So that's maybe something that hasn't come up yet in our discussions of this, Ellie, is targeting the work at the scale at which you're working is an interesting approach.
That's very interesting, Carrie. And it's also interesting that there was work that was underway, so there was already a bit of possibly a bit of an understanding that these two areas of work may get some traction, the spending and land and property work under those two pillars. So could you tell me a bit about how the community wealth building action planning work happened in practice in the Glasgow City region? So how did it happen in practice, and also how was it implemented?
Sure. So the funding for this piloting work was announced in 2020 in the Program for Government. And early in 2021, then, two reports were produced by the Centre for Local Economic Strategy, or CLES, for the city region, which focused on these two pillars, spending and land and property. So the spending work was called maximizing community benefits in the construction sector through sustainable procurement throughout the region. And the second one was on vacant and derelict land in the Glasgow city region. Those reports then were taken to the relevant groups within the city region structure, which comprise representatives from all of the councils which are part of the city region. And then they took ownership of the reports for progressing the recommendations coming out of those reports. So under the spending or procurement pillar, there was a regional strategy for sustainable procurement and community benefits was then launched in the summer of 2021, so informed by CLES's sustainable procurement report that we just talked about. The strategy aimed to increase local multipliers further than the current spend of the local authorities, which stayed within the region, Glasgow City region, which was 50%. At the time, and there were recommendations to continue to support Glasgow City Region member authorities to apply community benefit requirements to contracts, including developing a community wish list. The second piece of work was focused on vacant and derelict land in Glasgow, which is a fundamental issue. And I say fundamental in Glasgow because it's something that comes up a lot. Vacant and derelict land, there's an exceptionally high level of it, and there's been lots of work on it. The Scottish Land Commission had a task force for a few years looking to address vacant and derelict land in Glasgow. The Scottish Government has a particular policy priority to address it. And then this was picked up through the community wealth building work by the city region as well. So the report highlighted both the nature of the vacant and derelict land challenge in Glasgow and how community wealth building could be applied to it. So to summarize, there's quite a lot of vacant and derelict land in Glasgow off the top of my head. And if anyone is listening and I get this wrong, you're welcome to correct me by email at SRUC. I think it's about 2/3 of the large sites on the official vacant and derelict land register are in the Glasgow City Region deal. The sites, they're often, some of them are quite small and actually not on the official register. Some of them are very large and they have been enduring for a great deal of time. So they're complicated for a range of reasons, and it's they're very high costs to remediate them. Generally, they're often contaminated, and that's partially why it's been sitting vacant for so long. It's just the complexity of the challenges in terms of bringing that land back into productive use. The funding to do work with vacant and derelict land is also disjointed, which makes working on it particularly tricky. So highlighting those points from the report, the city region then created a vacant and derelict land program manager to focus on the issue and write a business case to tackle vacant and derelict land using community wealth building principles. So they brought an additional resource based on that initial, what we could call seed funding around community wealth building and vacant and derelict land. And the aim of this work was then to establish an in-depth business case to bring disused land back into productive use and focusing on the most deprived parts of the region with socially productive uses for this land. And we can talk, I suppose, in more detail if you want, Ellie, about different types of business cases. It's quite interesting, this idea of a community wealth building business case as opposed to a sort of standard business case. Community wealth building business base would be focusing on those five pillars and seeing how to do that regeneration in a community wealth building way. So the next steps for this work will be for the partners within the city region to appraise those options set out in the business case and decide what steps to take. And to maybe put a bit more detail on that, and they've been working on the business case for a number of years, and it was done in quite a lot of detail. So I think it's probably sitting on someone's desk and waiting for someone to make a difficult decision about where to proceed following all that in-depth work on what to do from an economic and practical perspective.
Yeah, where to allocate the resources, is always a big challenge and trade-off. So it sounds, from what you're saying then, that these two reports produced by the Centre for Local Economic Strategies, actually, the first one around community benefits in the construction sector and looking at sustainable procurement, and the second report, which was looking at vacant and derelict land, have actually, those reports kind of triggered some interesting work and some pretty in-depth work. So would you say that the strategy of the Glasgow City Region of almost identifying areas of work that were already of interest to the city region and kind of attaching the community wealth building action planning work onto that, do you think that was a good move?
Could possibly answer that, Ellie. I think it's interesting in comparison to the other pilot.
Yeah.
So if you read the reports or listen to the other podcasts, you'll realize that the approaches taken by the organizations that receive the pilot funding were quite different. And that's notable. So here we have an example where they went in quite a lot of depth. I mean, they procured two reports with the pilot funding, but then focused in more depth on vacant and derelict land for a range of reasons. But, it was a priority point, and they've ended up going in quite a lot of depth to develop this business case.
Business planning process.
Yeah. Around
Brilliant.
It. Yeah. And leveraging the additional resources that they would have had through the city region deal, I assume, in terms of where the money came from. But that wouldn't have been money associated with the pilot originally. So they would have gotten hold of additional resource to develop that work.
Of course, because the original pilot funding was purely for action planning, wasn't it? So that's the sort of the extent of it. And just thinking about any of the other, you've focused there on two of the community wealth building themes or pillars. Did anything happen? Has anything happened through that pilot work in the city region on any of the other community wealth building pillars?
Yes. So the city region is progressing work on all of the pillars, but I suppose you could say it's happening at different paces between them all. Currently, there's a City Region Anchor Network, which is a group of senior representatives from the public, third, and private sectors, and they are reviewing each pillar to see what more the region can do. And again, those would have representatives from all eight sort of local authority areas across those three sectors as well. So that would be quite a wide-ranging group. Under the work pillar, fair and healthy work, the city region has become a living wage place through the Living Wage Scotland, they're implementing that, and a good employment agreement has been put in place. Under the finance pillars, conversations have been undergoing around pensions, given the direct investment portfolio, particularly of the Strathclyde Pension Fund, which is one that is possibly the largest in Glasgow. It comes up reasonably frequently when talking about pensions here. So there's ongoing work looking at that pension piece and the difference this could make if it was invested locally. I'll talk about the last one, Ellie, but you might want to bring up the pension piece again, because I know it came up in other pilots as how tricky it is to progress work on picking up the finance pillar, and particularly pension funds.
Absolutely. That does seem to be a bit of a theme across the work that we've done through this pilot, looking at the community wealth building pilots, doesn't it? It's and understandably, it's out with the responsibility of any one of the anchor partners, the local authority or any of the others. So
area for future, we should flag that as area for future work. I think clearly there's a great deal of interest in it, but absolutely, a need for much more work.
Absolutely. Oh, well, thank you, Carrie, for telling us about the community wealth building pilot work in the Glasgow City region. Do you want to just say a word or two about where people can find the podcasts on the other community wealth building pilots?
Yes, so all of the podcasts will be under the Scotland's Rural College or SRUC's podcasting platform, anywhere you find podcasts. And the reports themselves will be available online, and particularly at ruralexchange.scot.
Wonderful.
All Thanks. Right. Thanks for joining us, and do listen to the other podcasts.